controversial Donald Trump, now the presumptive Republican presidential nominee.
And just what does that mean for Republicans further down on the ballot? I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
For Donald Trump to win the presidency, he'll have to change the Electoral College map. To win states, Republicans don't usually win in presidential elections.
And Michigan is top on that list.
And that's based on Trump's apparent appeal to blue-collar voters in the old Rust Belt states.
Michigan Republican Congresswoman Candace Miller endorsed Trump last week.
With Donald Trump, I think Michigan is very much in play.
Michigan, a state that has elected a Democratic candidate for president for the past six cycles. But Miller, like many Republicans, is saying that with Trump, Michigan is a real possibility.
I think the entire electoral map is going to be changing, as evidenced by the recent poll that showed that he was neck and neck in three critical states, literally a dead heat in Florida, Ohio, and, surprisingly enough, Pennsylvania. And if that is happening in Pennsylvania, I believe it's going to be happening in Michigan as well.
Now, Republicans have been saying that time and time again, hoping against hope that things will work in their favor. But at the same time, Democrats are hoping that a lightning rod candidate like Donald Trump will actually hand them opportunities further down on the ballot.
Right. And in Michigan, we're specifically talking about some congressional seats and the entire state House of Representatives,
which is a big deal. It's been 6 years since the Dems controlled the state House, and control would put Dems at the table for the final 2 years of Governor Rick Snyder's administration.
And that would break complete Republican hegemony in Lansing. So then the question becomes, what is the net effect of Donald Trump at the top of the ballot?
And the definitive answer is, we don't know. This election year has been a wild, unpredictable ride, and there is no reason to believe that's going to change.
But that doesn't mean we can't try to sort out different possibilities.
So remember how Bernie Sanders won the Michigan Democratic primary, at least partially because of his opposition to free trade deals that he says have outsourced U.S. jobs overseas?
Yeah, but Trump also won Michigan's Republican primary, slamming trade deals.
Might there be some crossover appeal?
But of course, Rick, this election, it's not going to be decided by who turns out, but by who doesn't. And that means something in 2016 when both of the top candidates, Trump and Hillary Clinton, have really super high negative ratings in most polls.
Trump's got the bigger problem in the aggregate, but Republicans say in most of the state house and congressional districts they're competing in, Clinton's got the higher negatives.
Yeah. Democrats, though, they say they expect the Trump effect will turn in their favor.
So will voter distrust of either or both candidates suppress turnout? And if so, which side loses more?
I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me?
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.